Canadians go to the polls next Monday to elect a new national government. During that country's intense five-week campaign, the United States has figured prominently, with candidates accusing each other of either being too close to the U.S. or anti-American. Richard Reynolds reports from Toronto.
You see almost as many images of Old Glory in Canada's election ads as you do of the Canadian maple leaf. This is proving to be a very nasty campaign by Canadian standards, and a candidate's position on the United States is important. In this ad, the third-ranked New Democratic Party is attacking the two leading candidates for Prime Minister.
Both Paul Martin and Stephen Harper want to move Canada closer to George Bush.
The ad features images of a strutting George W. Bush wearing military fatigues. In this week's debate between the four main prime ministerial candidates, there was even more mudslinging from the NDP's leader, Jack Layton. In this exchange, he was challenging the prime minister, Paul Martin.
How could you have taken us down that road of George Bush's policies? I mean, it's interesting to see your ads attacking Mr. Harper. We know where he stands. He wants us thoroughly engaged in George Bush's agenda.
Harper, the head of the right-wing Conservative Party, is the current leader in the polls by a slight margin. Martin accused him during the debate of being too close to President Bush and ridiculed his support of the Iraq War. Martin has also run ads saying that Harper wants a U.S.-style taxation system and U.S.-style health care. So where are all these American references coming from? Canadians are not generally openly anti-American, but Canadians are fixated on their neighbor, as Professor Mark Kingwell, an author of numerous books and a popular political pundit in Canada, explains.
I think the only succinct way to describe how Canadians feel about Americans is to say that we can't stop thinking about our relationship to them.
That fixation has a number of causes, but the huge disparity in population and power between the two nations gives Canadians a certain insecurity, and many worry about getting too chummy with a neighbor who can so easily smother them. But Kingwell believes it is also because Canada is a nation without the well-defined identity that its neighbor has.
There are countries like Canada who are searching for their own sovereign identities or their own cultural identities, which are farther away from the United States, and therefore, though they still have versions of this problem, don't have it quite as acutely as we do.
So politicians in Canada, going right back to Canada's first prime minister, have played the U.S. card to political advantage, using the U.S. as an example of what's wrong with the world and trying to define Canada and government policy in contrast to the U.S. In this election, that has been made much easier by the widespread dislike here of the current U.S. president. Professor Robert Bothwell is a history professor at the University of Toronto.
There were some American presidents who weren't terribly popular in Canada, like Richard Nixon, but there was not the same fear and loathing of Nixon that there is of George W. Bush.
Harper has suffered politically because of his support of the Bush administration. He strongly supported the war in Iraq and is regularly labeled as George Bush's lapdog. He has the most to lose by being painted as close to the president. But if the polls stay constant until the 28th, he will get the most seats in Parliament, replacing the incumbent Prime Minister Paul Martin. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Toronto.